Estevan, the Estevan Fire Rescue Service responded to a vehicle rollover in vehicle fires last week. On December 2 at about 1:30 p.m., fire crews were dispatched to a single vehicle rollover south of the city. Firefighters responded along with the Estevan Police Service, Estevan RCMP and Estevan EMS. There was no entrapment, the EFRS said, and the driver was assessed by EMS. It was quickly determined that firefighters' assistance was not required, and they stood down. On December 4 at about 9 p.m., crews responded to a vehicle fire occurring in the northeast area. The fire was quickly extinguished with damage contained to the vehicle involved. No injuries were reported from that incident, and the cause of the fire is believed to be a mechanical and/or electrical issue, said Estevan Fire Chief Rick Davies. Another vehicle caught on fire in Hitchcock on December 8, just before 6 p.m. Crews responded and quickly extinguished that fire. No injuries reported from the incident and damage was contained to the area of the vehicle, Davies said. The fire is under investigation. That marked the third vehicle fire in the area in about 2 weeks. Davies noted that there is nothing alarming and they still see way less vehicle fires these days than before, but this type of fire seems to be more likely to occur in winter. Vehicle fires have gone to the wayside for us. We used to fight vehicle fires quite regularly years ago. Now you don't see them nearly as much as we used to, Davies said. Two of the last three are believed to be to do with block heaters and cords. Davies pointed out the vehicle fire that occurred in Hitchcock is under investigation and seems to be of a different nature. He reminded the public to choose proper cords and regularly check block heaters and cords to ensure they are in good shape. Make sure you use large enough cords. They're specific. When you go to stores, there are specific kinds of cords that are for block heaters. They're just a little bit heavier duty with little bit better ends than just an average interior cord, Davies said. And then you want to make sure that they're all in good shape. People forget, drive away and cords get pulled on. Or when people are shoveling, if cords are across driveways, they might get caught or nicked. The EFRS, along with Estevan Police Service, Estevan RCMP and Estevan EMS also held their annual Christmas toy drive on December 7 in front of Canadian Tire in Estevan. People were invited to drop by with a toy or a children's gift donation that then was placed in one of the fire department's vehicles. Later, the toys were turned over to the Estevan Community Hamper Association's Angel Tree program, which provides gifts to Christmas hamper recipients with children. The drive was deemed a success and Estevan Fire would like to thank Canadian Tire for hosting us and thank all who donated toys and money all going to the Estevan Angel Tree, said Davies. If someone missed the occasion, the fire department will be collecting more toy donations during the Miracle on 4th put up by the Estevan Downtown Business Association on December 13 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. downtown Estevan.